And now, leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has strongly condemned the Bahraini regime over revocation of citizenship of a top Shia cleric, Ayatollah Isa Qasem.
تعرض به شیخ عیسی قاسم یعنی برداشتن مانع از مقابل جوانهای پرشور و پرحماسه بحرینی که بیفتن به جان نظام حاکم از هیچ راهی دیگه نمیتونه اونها رو ساکت کنه.
A leader said that Isa Qasem was the type of person who keep the Bahraini people from taking aggressive and armed action, but Bahraini rulers do not understand this. Ayatollah Khamenei also noted Manama's move will not put an end to the ongoing protests in the country. The leader added that a tyrannical minority is oppressing the Shia majority in the country. Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader said creation of terrorist groups like Daesh is one of a series of violent methods to counter Islamic establishment. Ayatollah Khamenei said the main objective behind the creation of Takfiri terrorist groups and their operations in Iraq and Syria was to attack Iran. However, said the leader, they got bogged down in those countries due to the power of the Islamic Republic's establishment. And now we're going to swing over to Washington, where we're joined by Mr. Abdul Alim Musa, Imam of the Masjid al-Islam in Washington. And now, Imam, Iran's leader has condemned the appalling situation in Bahrain, where a minority is ruling over a majority with an iron fist, creating a troubling sectarian divide and oppressing freedom and democracy. Your thoughts, sir?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we see that this issue led by Saudi Arabia, supported by Zionist Americanism, is actually will wind up being a benefit to the Muslims. In the first place, Saudi Arabia's policy is a policy of insanity. It is because of the recent rise and stability of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The number two fact is that this is a direct attack on Iran and an indirect attack on lovers of Ahlul Bayt. This is not a regional phenomena. This is a global phenomena. And we believe, and we even know here in the West, that every time that they oppress the people of Bahrain, of Qatif, whether they bomb and kill, whether this Daesh or ISIL or Boko Haram, these people are making the world aware of the peaceful nature and the nonviolent approach of the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, and is showing Saudi Arabia from the Hajj, from every other issue, that Saudi Arabia has a policy of insanity, of bombing Yemen, of supporting and developing terrorism worldwide. Iran now is not the number one terrorist suspect in the world. Saudi Arabia is. What we have to do is fix our mind to use all of these tragedies as a benefit, because in a way, the tragedies in our recent life has served as a benefit. Iran is the most independent nation in that region today because of sanctions, boycotts, and freezing of assets because of its resistance economy. Saudi Arabia is losing power.
I'm sorry to cut you off. You know, the leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, also said that the brutal treatment of dissent in Bahrain will not put an end to the aspiration of the young Bahrainis there that want change in that country. My question to you, sir, why is Manama, and has it been for the last 5.5 years, so unrelenting and unwilling to entertain some kind of reform?
Because they're causing, they're serving the cause of justice. Anytime 80% of the people is dominated by 20% of an unjust leadership, the people will be unrelenting because their love of freedom, liberty, and justice. They cannot control the people's aspirations, whether it's in the eastern provinces of Saudi Arabia, whether it's in Yemen, or whether it's in Bahrain. Remember, this so-called Arab Spring is all gone everywhere else in the world, squashed, put out, except in Bahrain. Bahrain continues to be unrelenting in its move toward justice, and the Israelis and the United States and the Saudi Arabians are being seen as troublemaker and starters of global fitna.
And you know, Washington just recently cracked down on Manama after revoking the Sheikh's citizenship, saying that these kind of things are blatant violations of human rights, and they're very concerned supposedly by it. Is this just more benign rhetoric coming out of Washington, or could it be time that the U.S. may actually be getting fed up with regimes with such horrible human rights records?
Here's a Chiang Kai-shek, yeah, I know you wouldn't remember, but of the ruler of dictatorial China, was called in the U.S. Congress SOB. But they also said he's our SOB. In other words, he's our dictator, he's our puppet. This is the way they look at Bahrain. They are giving Bahrain all the protection that it can. It is the civil liberties organizations that are saying that Bahrain is a violator of human rights. The government of the United States wants to protect its Fifth Fleet that's harbored there in Bahrain.
Thank you, Mr. Abdul Alim Musa, joining us out of Washington, sir, Imam of Masjid al-Islam in Washington.